All right, we are back on the JoeBucksFan.com radio network. Having fun here with all the readers of JoeBucksFan.com in the K-Brew cave that we have here.
K-Brew cave,
pop,
give me one.
Pop one open, Lee.
Now just need Rachel Watson and it'd be a pleasant evening.
There you go. I'm Steve Isbitz alongside Lee DeCamper. We're JoeBucksFan.com, the guys that you affectionately know as Joe. And now we're here with Steve White, former Buccaneers defensive end. I was just smacking you around in the break there, Steve.
Yeah, you know, I thought we were going to keep that off air, but, you know, I gotta put my business out there like that.
Oh, man, you know, we were talking a little bit before about Aaron Sears.
Yeah.
And, you know, nobody wants to talk about Aaron Sears. Taboo topic. The guy's on the team. He's on the roster. Nobody talks about him. Nobody writes about him. And, you know, we've never really shied away from that situation. And, you know, Lee, you've had strong opinions about just the way it's been handled.
Well, I think it's been handled terribly. And initially, what I'm going to say, it may sound crass, may sound just awkward. But in the long run, I think it's good for him. I suspect it's some kind of like a bipolar issue, something of that nature. Again, nobody knows because everybody's being hush-hush. My theory is, first off, why are you hiding it? It does more bad than good, I think, because then you have all these rumors out there. And let's be honest, Bucks fans always like the players. They want to help them out. The guy comes out and says, hey, you know, I did have, let's say, for hypothetically speaking, I had a bipolar issue. I'm okay. I had the meds. You know, that I think would help with better understanding. Because there's a lot of people out there work in the workforce that do suffer from that stuff. And it's not like you're nuts or something. It's a chemical imbalance. It's basically what it is. And I think that would bring awareness to people. If Aaron, you know, there's why be ashamed about it? To me, a chemical imbalance is no different than someone with a heart valve issue or someone that has diabetes or something like that. You know, you can't help it. And by hiding it, it doesn't do any good. And if anything, it reinforces the stereotypes. All the guys are freak or things of nuts. Just come out and say, hey, here's what happened. Give me some time. People will back off and help, you know, hey, can you set up a foundation? We'll help you out. I think it would just be more help than harm by coming out and just saying, hey, this is what's going on. Unless we're talking about something really, really dicey. Some real private issue, like an STD type of thing.
Even if it's a one-liner, you know, that could do it. Or you know, maybe it's a Tiger Woods kind of thing. You know, maybe he doesn't want to get the girls' names out there. I don't know. But the problem is that since we don't know, we can sit here and speculate all day long. And, you know, Steve, I know you have strong opinions on how it was handled.
I think that obviously they handled it wrong, but I think that the team is kind of handcuffed because of obviously with HIPAA laws, you can't come out and tell what his situation is unless he gives you approval to do so. But I also want to point out that, you know, I would like to think that we lived in a society that was that enlightened that if a guy said he had a chemical imbalance that everybody would be like, hey, well, we're all for you and let's give you some hugs and kisses. But, you know, I look at a situation in Philadelphia. They had a guy who had some issues. I think he had some depression issues, Sean Andrews. And everybody said the right things. You know, everybody was like, let's rally around this guy. We're going to send him and he's going to go and have therapy and stuff like that. Well, it just so happened this year, the guy had back problems and he didn't really play much this year. Well, obviously, you know, maybe it's a back issue, maybe it's not, but you wouldn't believe the kind of second guessing that I heard about him. Oh, he just doesn't want to play football. He's just still depressed. They should get rid of him. And I'm hearing this from people who I thought were pretty enlightened.
And Philadelphia, right?
Yeah, you know, you think that we live in a society where everybody, you know, we've gotten over a lot of these stigmas, but a lot of times we really haven't. And so I can't really fault. I don't, first of all, let me just say I don't know what his issue is. Mm-hmm. I tend to think that it's something that was out of his control because if it wasn't, I think the team would have, you know, washed their hands of him.
But the real thing on the HIPAA, though, HIPAA doesn't stop them from putting Aaron Sears out there to make a statement. Even if he says, hey, I'm glad to be back. I had some personal issues. I want you to respect it. I'm good. I'll get to it later when I'm ready, maybe next season. Anything. But they hid the guy, and they didn't even let reporters come up to him, which I understand.
But by the same token, I mean, if you have a guy who's so mentally thrown off, you really want to put him in front of the news media? And remember now, you can't really control this situation. If you put him out there and he's telling you, look, I don't want to be out there and tell people about my situation, you're like, no, you have to tell him something. then how are you going to stop him if he goes in there and somebody asks him an aggressive question?
You're right.
And you know the media nowadays, I mean, a lot of these guys are trying out for TMZ. You know, they got day jobs maybe at some of our finer mainstream media outlets, but at night, you know, they're chasing people down with cameras. What are you doing coming out of the club? So, I mean, what if they get aggressive with him and ask what most of us would think was an inappropriate question? And Aaron Sears is not a small guy. So, mm-hmm. I mean, what do you do in that situation? Sometimes you want people to be open and transparent and at least, you know, it's kind of like PR 101, get in front of the store, you know, mm-hmm. put something out there to kind of put the flames out. But that's not always the way that you can handle the situation. It's kind of out of your hands sometimes.
Two things. I got, first off, Philadelphia, we're talking enlightenment. Philadelphia, their concept of enlightenment is a cheesesteak. Let's be real here.
Right, right.
Number two, you don't have to put them out in front of the press. Just issue a release.
Right.
Just issue a release. Just, you know, whoever Jeff Kamis, well, at the time it was Jeff Kamis, just issue a release, email a release, one sentence release, here's what he suffered from, you know, boom, that's it.
I look at it this way. If Sears has got an issue with coming forward, if he doesn't want to, that's fine, and you're on the money with that. But the stress of knowing that he's got to be out in front of them at some point has got to be eating him alive. And you get a guy who if he's fragile, he's got to be thinking, man, at some point OTAs are coming and I got to see these reports.
Sooner or later, he's got to.
But remember now, he left. He wasn't here anymore. So maybe it really was that case that it was eating him up so much that he disappeared. Yeah. Nobody knew where he was at.
Well, St. Pete Times tracked him down on his driveway. He's lucky to be alive.
And I've heard reports from some people, they saw him at nightclubs and stuff in Tampa before they announced he was coming back.
Right. Well, I don't.
Hey, the guy's entitled to his fun.
Like I said, TMZ media. So,
TMZ.
I don't surprise you get those reports. I'll be surprised if all of them were actually accurate.
Well, Lee, taking it to the football field. Sears coming back, mm-hmm. you know, after a year off. I mean, what do you think? This is good, bad? Is it maybe it's good for him?
Fork in the road. Obviously, you know, it's good for him probably mentally because he's a structured environment. So in that sense, it's good. But football wise, fork in the road. And this is what I mean by this. And Steve will speak to this, of course. Speak to this issue, I should say. The Bucs offensive line, I thought, maybe I was wrong, Bucs offensive line 2 years, not this past year prior, I thought they were on the verge of something special. I really did. Then they got rid of Bill Muir. Then they tried to, you know, bring in zone blocking. Maybe, now Jerry Wunsch told me that's such a difficult thing to learn on the fly that you had to give them time that they were going to struggle. I don't know if it's that, and I'm not, who am I to say Jerry Wunsch is wrong, or these guys, that's not their forte. They're not built for that. They're better doing something else. So with Sears coming back, is he able to block the way that Pete Mangiarian wants him to block? Is he going to fit in that? I mean, on face value, on paper, oh, this is great. It's like you drafted a second-round offensive lineman. He's ready to step in. Is he? I don't know that. And so that's the big question mark. On paper, it's great. You already got a good player. That gives you depth. It should be a good thing. Will it be a good thing, Steve?
Well, the first question is, do we even know what kind of running scheme we're
That's
running
it.
With
we don't
this
know.
Year? We really don't know. And so
they reverted,
I hope
didn't they?
That we go back to the power running scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of these days I'm going to put up a vlog showing exactly what people mean when they say zone blocking versus a power running game. And basically what it comes down to is, in one, you're kind of on your own with the zone scheme. You know, it's kind of one-on-one blocking.
Freelancing,
And with the power scheme, you got a lot more double teams. It's all about getting the guys on the line of scrimmage blocked. And then if you can get to the second level guys, that's fine. But if not, then the running back just has to make a guy miss.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the big question there. But I think that this is a no-lose situation for the Bucs, I think. If Sears doesn't perform, Zuda already has a year of starting on
yes.
his belt, and he did
mm-hmm.
pretty well.
He's very good.
Mm-hmm. If he does, then that's value added. I mean, you already showed that you can put. I mean, you didn't do great last year, obviously, but you've got five guys who can play the game of football for
mm-hmm.
you. If you add one more, then that means that, you know, maybe you can move Sears to right tackle. We all know that,
mm-hmm.
you know, most of us aren't really happy with True Blood right now, so maybe that's another option at right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe somebody gets injured, and then you don't lose a beat like we did when we lost Fane last
mm-hmm.
year in the beginning of the year. I mean, that turnstile was something serious.
Oh, it was a jailbreak.
When he was out of the game, and
yeah.
we don't want to see that again when one guy goes down.
It was an absolute jailbreak,
The offense just can't even function at all. So
mm-hmm.
I think he's value-added if he can't play anymore. You know, I would be sad to see that for him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as a team, we won't be hurt as much. Mm-hmm. I think you still have to kind of draft this year as if he's not going to be there. And then if he is, it's value added.
Yeah, I mean, and that's really the big mystery on what we don't know is, are they drafting like he's not there? Or are they know that, hey, he's good, he's fine, he's on meds or whatever it is. He's strong, he's a film guy. There's a lot of we don't know, which is what makes this a big mystery. But you know, you think he can be better from sitting away, maybe taking a step away from the game?
Well, you never know. I mean, was Jordan better when he came back the second time after the little baseball?
It took a little while.
It took him a little while, but his game changed too. And that's one thing about it. Maybe because he's had the time to sit back and watch. And one of the hardest things to do is to look at yourself critically at the moment when you're actually playing the game. If you have some time to pull away and look and say, well, this guy's doing that, maybe I can do that and be a better football player. Sometimes you can get better, but it remains to be seen because football is all about physically doing it, going out there and hitting somebody in the mouth every day. And when you don't do it, you do lose a step.
Well, hopefully a lot of the guys in the Buccaneers did step away this offseason and look and say, hey, I can be a better player because that's what we need. So. All right, more fun on the JoeBucksFan.com radio network. Keep visiting JoeBucksFan.com.